Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Daddy?
Yes, baby?
I was just wondering, how could I be your favourite baby girl?
Well, you could rate and review this podcast.
If I gave it 5 stars, would you love me even more?
Even more, yes.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, Daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. Hello!
Hello, dear sweet listeners and friends.
Welcome to Daddy Look At Me.
With Rosie Jones and a very ill Helen Bauer.
We're at the Edinburgh Fringe and we are knackered.
I'm doing all right, actually. I'm choosing health this month. You can't tell from my voice,
yeah.
But I'm resting. I'm just smoking a lot.
I am on the train up to Edinburgh. I thought I would choose health. I thought I wouldn't drink at all. I thought I'd be in bed at 9 p.m. every day. No.
You've been out smashing pussy and smashing pints from the early hours every day.
No, let's pussy more gin.
Your family have been up the last couple of days, that's
and
for sure.
They
it's hard to
are
smash puss when they're
drinking.
Oh, they are.
Oh, can we talk about how sexy I look?
Okay, Rosie is currently wearing an all denim jumpsuit.
Yeah.
We've never seen a waist like it. Even she freaked out. Rosie has a joke about how she's got no bum. In this, it's a fucking joke. Chris, have you seen it?
Good bum.
Stand up and turn around for him.
This is the second.
Our guest today is Chris Washington.
Yeah. Hello, you all right?
Look how insane that is.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Fucking hell.
Just for the record, that was Helen's hand, not mine.
Chris, no, don't touch me now.
Me too.
Say this.
You have to say hashtag before you say it, otherwise you can't hear it.
Yeah, but I didn't say hashtag because I didn't want to look as though I was taking the mick out of it. It's a very serious thing.
But you do now. Oh, what a sad way to start the episode.
No.
Oh, it's gone really sad. Oh, don't raise your hand. Oh, and now he's coughing to feign weakness. Okay, son.
Can you get your hand off my bum?
Sorry, it was up your bum.
And she fucking loved every second of it. Guys, come on. We're at an arts festival.
I'm really
The Guardian are here.
I'm really worried.
You look too good in this outfit.
What?
No, because you two are quite honestly two of my best friends. So I think this will be the best podcast ever. I'm currently wearing a denim boiler suit. And what did you say before?
Said it's one of the most lesbian times I've ever met. No.
Was that a phrase I can fix a lie?
Oh, yeah.
She looks like she can fix a light and fix your clit or something like that. It was better. You know what? It was better off the car.
Yeah, what was it?
She looks like she can change your plug and something. You clit. Like, it was good, Chris. Oh. If you were here instead of binge eating your Subway on the street, you would have fucking loved it.
These nominations this year, eh?
I know. They've really made a bad choice. You could tell the people in my show yesterday who were there because of the nomination. And when I started talking, I got this bit where I talk about my dad. He poos in a shower and he pushes it down with his toe. And you could just see all of them looking at each other like, what
is this a one-off incident?
No, Michael's pooed in a couple of like weird places. But a shower was one of the big ones that sticks with him. But my dad works in poo. He works at a sewage farm. So he's like, he's into poo.
Yeah. I work in poo.
Do you?
Yeah!
Wait, what's your job? You're a comedian.
No, / successful voiceover artist. And I narrated an 8-part series for Channel 5 about poo.
No, you have not.
I have. It's called Sewer Men. About United Utilities and old block drains. And
I'm just
the voiceover guy on it. I am.
When's it out? My dad is going to lose his mind.
I think the series is finished now. It's all on Channel 5. Channel 5 on demand.
Do some like example.
So one of the lines I had to say in the series, great series, really enjoyed it. If they're doing a series 2, I'll definitely be back. one of the lines I had to say, and I'm not sure if this is a career high or a career low, it was, that's a bubbling brownie of backed up bum juice. I was like,
oh, yeah.
One more time.
That's a bubbling brownie of backed up bum juice.
And this is Channel 5.
Channel 5, yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So, comedian, voiceover artist. Yeah. But what about the boy that became all these amazing things?
Little Chrissy.
Little Chrissy Bonko, what my mum used to call me.
Why Chrissy Bonko?
I don't know. It's just like, you know, when you attach a work, you know, when your kid's like little Rosie Roo or something.
No,
like,
I was the middle child.
Oh, I was the youngest. You were
so
middle.
You were loved.
You're the oldest.
Yeah.
I'm saying my nickname was the middle child.
Oh, was that?
Yeah. Got Ted, the middle one, and Marianne.
Oh, your mum must have had a little heli hoo ha.
Heli. Oh my God, are you fucking kidding? Get off your phone! You're going to do a podcast, be professional at the end of the day. Who was it?
I'm flipping agent.
Is she telling you you're a late nominee?
Oh my God, answer it! You we'll never see. Know. Wait, so as a young boy, where are we? Where were you born?
I was born in Wigan.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Love.
And what was it like for young Chrissy in Wigan?
Great, loved it. Went to private school. No, just kidding. Went to school. Just great. Lived in a house for a bit, and then I moved to a different one when I was 6, and my mum still lives there now. That's it.
No way. And did you go to the same school with the same friends? Did you grow up all years together?
Yeah, so I went to school in my little town, and then I went to the another high school where all my mates went to the Goulburn High School. A lot of my mates I had went to the Catholic one, which I had to go on a bus to because I was a Catholic at the time. I think I still am, actually, on paper. But
wait, so if you're Catholic in Wigan, you have to get on a bus, and if you're not, you can walk to school?
Yeah, basically, the Catholic school was a bus journey away, and the other one was walking. But it was good because I had loads of friends from my town, and I got loads of mates from this other town where I used to have thingies, so I've got, like, different groups of mates now.
That's so good. So were you a proper Catholic boy?
No, my nan went to Catholic church, and I used to go... But I actually thought when I was a kid, you know, I used to get jealous when my nan said, because all my cousins used to go to church.
Yeah.
And when I wanted to go, and then I used to think that, you know, when they say Jesus, is at I actually used to think that the guy was there. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. That's what I mean. Because when they say,
it's God's house. And you're like, well, where's God then?
Oh my God, there's the best site. You know those churches that have big billboards outside of them? Mm. There's one in South London, and it says, meet me round my house Sunday just before lunch. God.
That's
yes,
great.
Please.
In the church, you know, we barely went, but for like weddings.
The Joneses are a godless group.
Mm. Yeah, and we're all going to hell.
I've met your mum and dad, they're lovely.
Lovely people, but without the Lord.
Don't want to look an asshole if you don't laugh yeah. heartily at that. And you did that on purpose.
So
lovely people, but without the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good observation. Anyway.
And there was a curtain at the front, and I really thought Jesus
was behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, where did you think God was?
Oh, not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing business.
Yeah.
This is the confidence of Northerners that you think Jesus is going to be
fucking
brilliant.
Yeah. As a kid, when someone tells you that, you think it. I don't know. Anyway, it was all a big trick. Not sure about religion these days, but if anything happens to me, I'll probably start believing in it again. Went to school at All Saints Catholic Primary School. Went to St. Helier's Catholic Technology College. Did drama, did A-level drama, got a degree in drama. Jokes, did heck. I
got so excited there.
Food technology.
You didn't do drama GCSE?
No. I picked history and I didn't even like history, but all my mates picked it. Didn't have no interest in it.
Yeah.
And after about 2 months, you're in year 10 at school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you're in like your GCSE years, 10 and 11.
Yeah.
I think they decided about 2 months into year 10, we're just going to split these two groups up. Because there's actually half of these people who are going to actually pass and half of them, I have absolutely no idea why they're here. And we used to have this game where
which one were you split into?
Oh, with all the absolute cretins. But the other half, it was like, I remember this game perfectly where someone had, you know when you, like that game Bogies, but it wasn't Bogies, it wasn't Bogies we used to play. We used to play this game where you used to have to shout out a random band you'd heard like your mum and dad talk about, so you'd just be sat
Abba.
There. Yeah, yeah, no, it was like, Rick Astley, and then something go, Depeche Mode, and then like, Bananarama. Brian Ferry. I don't know why this was funny, but everyone would just howl with laughter.
It's still funny now. It's good.
We had a teacher called, when we were in the good class, before they split us all up, we had this teacher called Miss Majeski.
Great name.
The Polish name, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I remember one of my mates, Mike Downey, pretending to be dead upset in one in class one day. And he put his head on the table, like, crying. And she's like, Michael, what's wrong with you? And he was like, I'm just dead upset. My mum sold me jet ski and I miss my jet ski.
No. My mum sold my jet ski and I miss my jet ski.
It was just basically saying her name back to her, like, it sounds like I miss my jet ski.
Get that at all.
Her name was Miss Majeski.
Did she get it or was she thick like
me? Yeah, I think he got sent out of the lesson. I just missed my jet ski and then everyone just started laughing.
This sounds like the best history class of all time.
But the funniest thing was, you knew that when they split us, it was blatantly obvious with the company I was keeping within this class.
I get it. It's so good.
I still laugh about that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in Wigan.
Yeah.
We're going to Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
We're not smart. We're put in the stupid class for history.
Yeah.
Other boys are saying funny things like Miss Majeski.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are you fitting in? How do you get attention? What's your place? What's your role in the class?
Oh, definite like class clown. Like,
yeah.
Just complete. Do you know when people say, I was fully committed to being an idiot in school for other people's entertainment and just there to enjoy.
No dignity to you.
No, just, and also I love it when people go, oh God, I really was like that at school. And I came out of it with like no qualifications at all. I've got three GCSEs. Right. What I mean is like, it was like, God, I messed up school so much, but yeah, I got first. I was like, well, you did all right. You know what I mean? But it was just.
I had the same thing as people saying that to me. And it's like, I've got an A-level. I didn't completely fuck it up, but it's like I didn't go uni. I didn't go any further than that.
I found a report from school and I have it as my Facebook cover photo.
Oh my God, yes.
And it's just funny. And I'll read it out here. It's just from my English teacher. I'm like, so there's boxes that say excellent, good, satisfactory or unsatisfactory. And it says attendance at lessons, excellent. So I'm always there, right? Having basic equipment, excellent. I'm always there with a pen. Right? Behaviour in class, unsatisfactory. And that's low. No, I've gone from best to worst in one thing. Classroom performance, right? unsatisfactory now. She's only judging me on my work, not my actual entertainment value, because I think that was excellent.
Yeah. No. That does not
count. And then, sorry.
Put it on aeroplane mode.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know that had happened.
So unrespectful. Really, it's fucking disrespectful. If you were sorry, you would have done it a second time.
Yeah, I didn't think that would happen again. I'm sorry. I don't know how to work phones. And then homework performance, good, right? So that's what it said.
That's a great report.
Right. I didn't remember doing homework, but Christopher can be... This is what my English teacher said, Mrs. Williams. Christopher can be a very naughty boy in English. This is a funny line to start with. A very naughty boy. He talks, underlined the word far. He talks far too much, often to people on the other side of the room. Hashtag working the room. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, you fucking prick.
Although he sits alone, that was out the way.
Oh my God.
Because that happened to me in a lot of lessons. Because I would talk so much, they used to just say, right, well, you sit on your own right in
front
of me.
Are you sure it's sat and it wasn't that the other kids didn't want to sit with you?
No. It's just because I was
the
too much.
Made it happen.
I was just far too entertaining. Although he sits alone. So here we go. Although he sits alone, he will not concentrate. And this is having a detrimental effect on his work. Hold on. Far more effort is required on Christopher's part if he hopes to improve his English. He also needs to write more than he does at present. Just wrote three Edinburgh shows in 3 years, miss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've written a lot. Yeah. Exactly.
But all year round.
I love the idea of him being like, he sits by himself.
Oh, that
he's alone
all the time. Oh, I was easily distracted is the best two words. Like,
Classroom, were you king in? Which was the one that you ruled? Like food tech, were you like...
No.
Because sometimes you get competition.
Like, it's good in stuff like music because you've got props to mess about with. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to be funny, you can be funny in like any lesson. But in music, if you're running about with one of them fishes, what you scrape with a stick or something, you can be extra funny. Yeah. Or you can press demo on a keyboard and pretend you're playing it and make everyone laugh.
So you're a prop comic at home?
Yeah, I was a bit of everything. Musical prop comic. I didn't know what I was, but it's funny though that my whole stand-up thing started to getting into comedy from basically like something what happened in school, which I'd only thought about years later. So what happened was I did my work experience in year 11 and I worked as a dinner lady.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
Good for you, because you know what? A lot of boys your age wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no, but our fates laugh one and free school dinners. Do you know what I mean? Who's winning?
Yeah.
And I worked as a dinner lady.
No, I still think that's great.
Well, yeah, like all my mates was going working with plumbers and like tilers and bricklayers, and he was getting picked up in a van at 6 a.m.
No.
Getting dropped off at 7 p.m.
And you met Jean at 7:30.
And I was having like four tea breaks, chatting about all kinds with these women. We started half 8. I was home for like 20 to 2. It was fantastic. So I really nailed it with that. And then when I...
Oh my God, did you wear the outfit?
Yeah, I had a tabard and a cap.
You were a confident kid then. That's
how
confident.
Old were you?
Like 15, 16.
That's confident.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. And then we had to go back in school and we had to do a talk in front of the class about what we'd done for our work experience.
Yeah.
And all my mates was getting up and going like... it was part of your GCSE English speaking, like... talking
so
everyone gets up and all my mates was like you know what I mean, like a girl was like, I worked in a hairdresser's for 2 weeks, I made 11 cups, do you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. And then I got up and I just, because obviously I never really prepared anything, I just did in hindsight what was like a 5 or 10 minute bit on being a 15-year-old male dinner lady, which everyone was
which
like...
Which actually is a great premise for a bit, even now.
Yeah. It was in my first Edinburgh.
Well, it should have been great.
So I did that, and then my teacher said, and all the class was like, everyone else was just like, it was like informative, and mine was just like hilarious, because the whole premise of a 15-year-old boy, you know what I mean, serving smiley faces and being like, all the kids looking at me going like, why is my boy doing that?
And I was kind of... Was it a junior school?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I got an A star for it, I think, for that. I know. And then the teacher said to me, he was dead sound, he said, that was the best one I've ever seen anyone do that. And he went, have you ever thought about doing stand-up comedy?
Oh.
And then this is when I'm like 15, 16 or whatever. And I said, I liked comedy at the time. And I was like, I like having watching funny things, and I was like, yeah, but I just didn't know how. And then like, that's what happened. Like, I'd never really followed it up after that. And then I read Frankie Boyle's book on holiday because I found it. And
An autobiography.
Yeah, My Shit Life So Far. So I read that when I went, because Becky, my fiance, she always reads loads of books on holiday, and someone had left that in our house when we was 23. We were going to Egypt, and I thought, I'm not just sitting like playing on my phone in Egypt, because my phone bill will be massive. So I just picked this book up.
And then if you had stopped before, my phone bill would be massive.
Yeah.
So close to being like a lovely thing.
No. So I thought, but you know, when you sat with someone on holiday and they're reading loads, and you don't, I'd only read one book up until that point. Ronnie O'Sullivan's autobiography took me 10 years to read it.
Oh my god, I'm a bad reader, but that's semi illiterate.
10 years.
That's mental.
That honestly, that book, that Ronald Sullivan autobiography.
Hello, shall we to interrupt us with more? But we wanted to say, we're at the Soho Theatre.
The pair of us. It's a dream come true.
We're bringing our show set, so why don't you come and see us live?
So I'd recommend going to see Rosie Jones on the 21st to the 25th of January at 8:45 p.m. I'm going on the Wednesday already with my housemate Emma. We're very excited.
And then exactly the week after.
2 weeks after, I think.
Oh, I've bought it.
You've messed it.
2 weeks after, from Monday the 3rd to Saturday the 8th of February, you can see Helen's show.
It's called Little Miss Baby Angel Thighs.
So Google Soho Theatre. Search our names.
Come see both of us. Bye. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, do it. Don't choose a favourite. What are you?
We've all know who the favourite is. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, did you never do any, like, theatre?
No. I used to be in a band. I was in a band.
I've seen a video.
I was in a band.
Send it to me.
And rubbish band. But I just had a guitar. I like playing a guitar.
Was this like 14, 15 years old?
So I was in Bad Influence in year 8 at school.
Bad Influence, because you were in a separate class.
We played the school talent show.
And?
What did you play?
A song called Brain Stew by Green Day. It's got four chords in it.
Never heard of it.
Literally, if anyone knows that song, it just goes da-dum, 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 da-dum for the whole song.
Great.
Very easy. Anyway, I sprayed my hair, I think, red for that. You know, like punk.
Yeah. Did you win though? Did you do well?
No, because there was another guy who played guitar behind the back of his head and with his teeth. So,
how's he doing now? Is he all right?
Yeah, I think he's a guitar teacher at a place in.
Good for him.
He's a mate as well, actually. But yeah.
What's his name?
Dave Mannion.
Shout out to Mannion. The Minion. The Maninator.
So I did that. Sorry.
I'm trying to
fit in.
I don't even know him that well. The man, yeah, yeah, if you want Ellen, yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I'm just trying to fit in with the best friends.
So I did the talent show in school, played guitar for a bit, left school, hadn't played guitar for a while. Me, Spud.
Yeah.
Hot Dog and Kinta. Start a band.
Why Hot Dog?
Right, so in the show, I say the reason.
I know Hot Dog from your show this year.
I talk about Hot Dog in the show, and the reason I say he's called Hot Dog isn't true in the show, because he went on holiday when he was in high school, and he was a bit chubby, and he got really burnt, and a girl in school said he looked like a hot dog. That's the truth of why he's called Hot Dog. But he's just like, Hot Dog's Chris. They're both going to be best men at my wedding in February. Yeah. Hot Dog me. Anyway.
And me.
And we started a band called the U-Beauties.
Yeah.
Okay, one second. Rosie said she's going to be a best man at your wedding. And you went, yeah, sure, and just moved on.
Yeah, because I've got four best men. No.
Yeah. Well, then say that to her. Don't get our hopes up.
I'm still waiting.
No, well, right, okay.
Is Rosie invited to the wedding?
Yes, you're invited. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's enough then, Rosie. Be grateful.
But I can come, like,
you can give me away.
No. Wait, so we're just going to... Can we leave it there? Because I don't want us to leave any, like, unsaid business. Yeah, you're holding hands now, I see it. But he's also got his other hand underneath the table. That's it, where we can see them.
Aww. Right.
This is so, quite lonely for me, actually.
I'm sorry, have we gone off on one here?
No, I'm just not invited to the wedding.
Oh, no, right. Okay.
I don't want to come, though.
No, you can come at night or something.
Yeah. Where is it?
At Wigan.
Not going.
Okay, fine. Okay. Anyway, so I was in a band called the... I was in a band...
Bad Influence.
No, the Bad Influence was my high school band, which lasted for 2 years.
You Beauties.
I've got a tattoo on my arm.
No, you got a tattoo of your school band?
No, it wasn't my school band. It's my other band, my proper band. You see it there, the You Beauties.
Oh, my God. Nice. Yeah, you stay still. I'm going to take a picture of that. That is fucking beautiful.
Right.
1 second. Jackie, look at me doing media during the show. Fucking hot.
Right, so that was my band.
No. Look how pale your shoulder is.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't see much light.
Right, so the U-Beauties, when were they formed?
We formed in about late 2006, early 2007.
Mm. Wonderful time for music. Lily Allen was just on the rise. Brilliant stuff.
Arctic Monkeys, all that kind of time. We played gigs around Wigan and stuff, and Warrington and the press, do you know, the Northwest, Leeds. And
you wrote your own songs.
Yeah, all our own music. Did that till about 2010, 2011. Did our final gig at the Boardwalk in Sheffield.
Lovely.
Great.
And then, I was just, basically, I was a bit of, in all honesty, like in that band, I was like the driving. We weren't very, like, I was just lead singer and guitarist, and I wasn't. We used to make all right songs and people come watch us.
What were the names of some of the songs?
Live Life Like Me.
the lead singer of the U Beauties.
Okay For Now. Shallow Little Life.
That's quite deep for someone in their early 20s.
Yeah, they weren't deep songs, though, because I'd never been for any trauma. It was just about, like, losing my bus pass or something.
Well, you got
like
moved
that.
From the good history class to the bad one.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that for a few years, and then I realised that I was, like, the one where my mates kind of hated me a little bit. Not hated me. We felt like, because I used to really push it and try and get us to rehearse all the time and record all the time and write all the time, and they was just like, we're only in it for a laugh. And I just had this thing where, looking back now, it was a bit more of like a creative kind of drive.
This is a career for me.
I don't think that was the right thing, but just certainly using your brain to do something creative, do you know what I mean?
And it's that performing that
just
drives.
Also breaking out, because I was a postman from 18 to 28, so I was doing that job as well. And it was like, it was just breaking the monotonous cycle of going to work every day, where you can actually do something creative and create something. Yeah. And I thought music at the time was a thing, but I wasn't any good at it. But then later on found out.
Oh, you're a great singer.
Oh, I'm not bad. Like,
is he?
No, I'm not. I'm not really.
You're saying not really.
No,
but
I'm genuinely can't.
No, so we met in Melbourne. And
I know.
Yeah. We got best friends immediately.
Yeah, I know. I got a message every single day about, hang on, Chris and Jordan, me, Chris and Jordan are doing this. Yeah. I get it.
We're best friends
3 weeks in, you're in a random mic check. Chris decides to sing a song. And I was like, where the shit in this fuck has that come from?
It wasn't, honestly, like, you'd be thinking that I can actually, a little tiny bit, but not very good. And I mean, I've never sung on like karaoke or anything like that.
Stop arguing with her and just accept the compliment.
So you gave us an option, two songs.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What's
it was A Million Love Songs by Take That, or what's the one, like Sandy from Greece, is it?
Oh my god, yeah.
But that's the only reason I like
Stranded at the Drive-In.
No, I'm not, definitely not singing on the podcast. No.
Rosie, that's bullying. Sing Sandy for me.
No way.
Stranded at the Drive-In.
No.
Branded a fool.
Can you're the first get through that deal when we've set them up for attention. They batted it at work.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then, very articulately as well. Most people panic when they're trying to say, no, I don't like attention. But you've put it well. Because me and Rosie were actually talking the other day. We were saying, like, we do, like, because we do this podcast, we're thinking a lot about if we do things for attention. But, like, both of us, like, you don't want all the attention.
Yeah,
also, I don't like people knowing that I do stand-up, like, strangers and stuff. Like, I always tell people I'm a carpet fitter.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. Because that's a conversation you don't have with people because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No. And there's a special type of attention. And I'm very aware of it in Edinburgh. Because it's like its own little bubble. Mm-hmm. So, like, people recognise me here, but only because it's all comedians. And the other day I looked on Twitter and someone had popped up a photo of me unaware. Just chatting to two friends, and it said, Sir Rosie Jones was too scared to go over, so just creepily took a picture behind her.
Yeah, but the thing, I disagree with what you're saying there to a point, because I one of my pet hates is people taking photos of people to take the mick out of them in public like that. But that woman, the thing where you're at now is you've been on telly 8 times, 9 times, we don't count doctors, but when you're in the public eye and you're so to speak a celebrity, that is going to happen to you. That person's not being nasty. That person's going, oh my god, I don't have the thing. That happens to David Beckham and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but I'm on the web.
Yeah, but that's the price you pay for fame, I think. Yeah.
Sorry, basically, you said you didn't like attention and we were here for you and we allowed you to say your speech and we didn't argue it. Then Rosie was vulnerable with you and you argued it.
No, but I
don't
think...
raise your voice! Jack's there with headphones on.
Do you understand what I mean, though?
I really get
that's going to happen now
mean.
For the rest of your life.
I get what you mean, but I love attention, but... when I'm on the way, have I now got to be aware all the time?
Well, that's why you see people like, I don't know him that well, you know him better than me, but like Nish Kumar and like Phil Wang and that now, they've got that little next level where, that's why they're all walking around here with hats on and stuff, because that's the kind of stuff where it's just people mithering and stopping and taking photos all the time.
And naturally, I can't wear a hat and go undercover.
No, your walk is pretty recognisable. You're a hard undercover agent, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Also, your voice carries.
Really?
Do you know, it does. It's a, your diction is wonderful. But my God, does that carry through down to the ground and back up outside of the courtyard?
I think it's when you first meet people as well. Like you see your friend in a bar and you scream.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait, that's it. He's getting another phone call. God, I'm assuming it's not for them. So we're going to wrap it up. I think, Daddy?
So you know I'm Daddy.
Yeah.
So we're good. Oh, by the way, I'm Daddy. Do you know where he is?
Chris?
No.
No. Uncle Chris.
Oh, no, I don't, because you didn't blink when you said Uncle Chris.
Daddy and Uncle Chris. That's what we call ourselves.
No, Daddy and Uncle
Chris. Do you want me to call you Uncle Chris?
It's entirely up to you. Yeah, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
Uncle Chris.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, Daddy and Uncle Chris, we're going to go on a day trip. And first of all, we're going to...
I'm not coming on this one, I'm assuming, then.
No.
Okay.
No. 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 What shall we do? We shall go on a day trip. First of all, to a guitar shop.
Right.
And we're going to get matching guitars.
Okay.
And we're going to start up a new band.
Oh, cool.
And then I'll be there for you. I won't.
You haven't even named the band, and I don't know why I'm not invited in this one, because you can't just be in a band of Daddy and Uncle Chris. That is the creepiest band of all time. Like, oh, I'm having my daughter christening. I should get a band. How about Daddy and Uncle Chris?
Yeah. Daddy. Daddy and Uncle Chris.
Yeah.
And when we're not gigging, we're writing a sitcom together.
I really feel like Helen's being left out here quite a lot. She looked like she could be a good drummer.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to sit here with my award.
Don't forget, it's not an award. It's a nomination.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
Because you keep referring to it as an award, but the award is what you're up for. That is just a recognition for being not... But a very good recognition, Helen. However, it's not got a box, and...
I'll buy a box.
The problem with every act now is I let you come on one day trip as a treat, and now you expect it every time.
If I cared, I would say, I'm just sort of like, I don't know why you'd have a band of two people. Who
sound like
paedophiles.
Have you never
heard Journey South from X Factor a few years ago?
Yeah, I know fucking... And the brother and sister, same difference.
Same difference. Journey South, Robson and Jerome.
Yeah.
Nelly and Kelly.
Daddy and Uncle Chris is a different thing.
Nelly and Kelly.
Continue. Anyway, you're running a band in Wigan. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Industry
and
there, isn't
then,
it?
Never heard of the verb. Anyway, carry on.
When we're fed up writing our third studio album. Yeah.
After the Ivanovello Awards.
Yeah, so good. We're going to go for food.
Okay.
Because we get hungry.
Yeah, Greg's in Subway. Yeah. Double
we're
whammy.
Going to go to Subway. What are we going to get?
12-inch.
Yeah,
tuna. Otherwise known as footlong tuna. Yeah. Italian herbs and cheese. Yeah. Cheese and toasted.
Yeah. Italian not the weird cheese.
No. Oh God, no. That was feta that day.
Yeah.
With no
We got feta.
I'm on Twitter now because I can't be bothered with this.
And then we're gonna go to Greg's, get donuts. Great day out.
Awesome. Sounds
we'll
great.
We'll see Helen at the very end.
Helen's just looking at picture. I was answering work emails. Helen's now looking at a picture, zooming in on a picture of herself at the Comedy Awards press morning. I'm ignoring important calls from my agent and work emails while Helen zooms in on a picture. of her own face. Okay. To which she was quite aggressive at me when I was doing it. We're fully zoomed in on her face. Great. Oh, yeah. Not the face on a T-shirt. Not the face that she's wearing on a T-shirt. Her own face. Wow.
Thank you, Uncle Chris.
Narcissist.
Thank you, Uncle Chris.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Say thank you, Daddy, for my day trip.
No.
We didn't do well.
Socials.
Chris.
Yep.
Tell us your socials.
Phone number 07889.
Is it actually?
Yeah. And, so if you want to ring me, you can do that.
But not during a podcast, because it's a professional work environment.
Twitter, at @ChrisWash_. Got nearly 2,000 followers now, guys. So, you know what I mean?
I think I follow you on Twitter.
Jump on. Yep. Yeah. I'm on the gram, ChrisWash_ again.
And there's some great photos of Daddy and Uncle Chris.
Real good time. Did we tell you we went to Australia? Yeah. Did you mention that? We went to Australia.
And thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to rate and subscribe. And go follow our wonderful guest. It's Chris Washington.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.